get a chance to watch any of Illinois' game last night? If you did, what kind of stood out?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I had a class, so I wasn't able to catch the whole thing. But the biggest thing I said was, you know, Ohio State took care of the ball. You know, so they only had 3 turnovers, which is pretty impressive. But no, they're a talented team, and you know, you ran into a buzzsaw like Ohio State on the road, get beat. But you know, I'm sure they'll be ready for us on Saturday. Probably have mad and want to get after it on Saturday.
It kind of stands out when you see that they're shooting really well from 3-point range, especially when you consider that when they played last year, that seemed to kind of be the downfall for you, as they were able to knock down a lot of threes early on.
Yeah, and I heard last night when I was watching the commentators about how well they were shooting from three, and it's something we've been talking a lot about. You know, as a lot of these teams, Michigan, Northwestern, it just keeps going. You know, with Illinois, a team that can shoot threes, and that earlier in the season had a lot of success against us doing it, and that was kind of the start of it. I remember they were ridiculous in the first half. I remember shooting the three, and it's something you can't let happen, especially on the road down there. We have to avoid that from happening and work on it.
How's this week been for you guys so far? I know you've had a couple of days to kind of rest up and, you know, take care of whatever ailments there might be, and now you're kind of getting back into practice mode.
Yeah, I'd rather play. I don't like having to sit around and practice. I'd rather have a game, you know, tonight or tomorrow night. But you have a bye week, and you got to take a little rest, and you know, get your body going, getting back to, you know, full ability. And we'll have a good 3 days here to, you know, prepare for Illinois and get after it.
Where's Illinois ranked, tough environment wise for you? You know,
it's always been impressive. I've thought. I don't know where it's right up there. You know, they've always seemed to have a bunch of fans there. You know, the students are really close to the floor, right on top of you. You know, they seem like they're standing right on the floor, but it's fun. It's all orange, which is pretty ugly, but it's a good environment. It's fun. It's I've always we haven't won there, but I've played okay there, and hopefully we can come out on top of this time.
The last few road games, the teams had you've been pretty competitive. Has there been any keys to help that you guys have done differently on the
road? Our last two road games,
Indiana, Northwestern.
Yeah. You know, getting that confidence after Indiana, I think, helped going into Northwestern. Definitely a game we could have won. We were right there, and hopefully we can carry over to into an environment like Illinois. A good team, a good ball club with a great coach, and they'll be ready for us. But it's a matter of, you know, taking care of the ball, obviously, and making shots on the road is huge and something we have to do.
One thing that just kind of going off the whole environment aspect of Assembly Hall, you're saying haven't won there, and Illinois, I believe, won 20 of 21 against Iowa.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what goes through your mind when you hear that? It's just once in the last, like, 20-something years.
When was it? Do you know that?
87.
No, it was it Davis' last season?
Oh, yeah, 99.
Okay. Really?
Before that, it was 87.
It's not good to hear that. I hadn't realized that. I knew in my time here we hadn't won there, and I didn't realize that it was that rare, but which would make it even more special. We can go there and pull off a win. I think we can do it. I think this team has we have the confidence to go out on the road and win, and we've played well the last few games on the road, but Northwestern didn't get the job done, and hopefully we can get over the hill and get it done.